trying to be quiet. Yeah, come on, please.
Hey, y'all. This is Amir Fizme. I am here with a good friend of mine, Xavier Avery. And I'm just going to interview him about his experiences while studying abroad in France. And we're just going to have a discussion about higher education and sort of compare and contrast the experiences between here and there. All right. So, Zay, say hello.
Hello. All
right. So, can you just tell us about your educational background in general?
Okay. So, I basically have been, ever since I was about 4 or 5 years old in private schools. My mother always had me enrolled, whether it was a Catholic school, no matter how expensive the tuition was, she made a way to make it work. So from preschool to elementary school to high school, which is actually where I met Emir and we became great friends at. And then for college, I had also wanted to attend a private school. A gargantuan private university in New York City, and actually wasn't accepted, which made me reevaluate my options. So I applied to, a few SUNY and CUNY schools, other smaller, though, private universities and institutions, and I wound up settling down with SUNY New Paltz, which is clearly a SUNY school about 90 minutes north of New York City in the Hudson Valley. And it was a great, great experience. I love the place. I love the school itself, the friends I made. I have like a second family that I truly feel like. But I often always felt like the school, perhaps, or maybe it was the town, or maybe it was just me, that things just weren't like big enough or weren't grand enough or the town was too small. So despite all the really great things I liked about it, I always felt like I didn't have enough access to things, if that makes sense. So I did my first 3 years there, and then in my fourth year, there was an opportunity that arose to do a study abroad and exchange program in Paris, France, at the International School of Film and Television, which is right in Paris, in France, in the capital. So it was really, really great. And yeah, I just returned about, a month ago. My experience regarding the public institution at the university level here in the United States was really, really enjoyable for me. Like I said, I had some issues that I think were more intrinsic, perhaps, to the school itself that I chose at New Paltz, that it was rather small, the town was small, the school was small, everybody kind of knew everyone. Even if you didn't, it wasn't that hard to know someone else who knew someone else, which, of course, is a pro and a con. But I often wondered, if I went to a NYU, a Columbia, a Harvard, a Dartmouth, these schools with a bigger endowment, these schools with more potential resources in bigger cities, would things be different, especially me as a student in the arts, studying film and creative writing, where not that the talent doesn't matter, but who you know is so imperative at times to your success, which is also, I guess, a pro and a con. My experience in a private school in Europe, in Paris, was mixed, actually. And that's because, once again, I think I had issues just with the school itself. It didn't have to do with the town. It didn't have to do with the city. I love Paris. It's really a dream. But administratively, I think things were ran a bit differently. And this sounds crazy, but a bit more unacceptably, that just wouldn't be allowed here in the United States. I think there's just a certain standard that I was used to here in America, which is really interesting, that I felt was more tolerated when I was in France. In particular, I felt that the university, well, it wasn't a university, the college I went to in France, when it came to admissions, I feel like they didn't really have much of, I don't want to say qualifications, but it really seemed to me that there are people on various levels and that they just took anyone. Which I guess is also a pro and a con in a way, but for me, who was someone who was really ready to dive in and get my hands wet, I often felt like I was held back because administratively they had to make decisions to cater towards other students who had to learn and cultivate themselves, I guess, as filmmakers at a much slower rate, which is fine, of course, but I just had, I think, some different expectations.
So what did you sense was, if any, the difference between how your classes and your learning environment were structured in France at this private university versus in the United States?
Well, I think here in the United States, Well, on both levels, the education was great. It was exceptional. I feel so privileged and grateful to have this experience on both ends. I think what really struck me in the United States was just how often I felt somewhat pulled down in the sense that I couldn't explore all the options I wanted to, or some notions that I had about creating my own films or other filmmakers' films seemed so abstract and out of the box. To the professors, to other students, and which sometimes even made me myself question, am I really, like, just thinking completely abstract or incorrectly even about this? And when I went to France...
So there was more constraint.
There was definitely much more constraint from a creative aspect, which, of course, as a filmmaker or any type of artist is so important to you.
Yeah.
And in France, I definitely didn't feel that. I mean, one class alone was a contemporary world cinema class where we literally just went through every type of different cinema from every country that's predominant right now, from Russia to the United States to France to Italy to this to that. And something like that alone, surrounded by other students because the school I was in was an international program, has to make you feel a certain openness to all things, and especially in a creative sense, that I didn't feel like my ideas would be bogged down or looked at as too abstract.
Were they? At all?
No, never. Especially not by the professors.
In regards to the actual sort of construction of your coursework,
mm-hmm.
like, how was that structured? Like, was it lecture-based?
Mm.
Was it... Did you have exams?
Mm-hmm.
Was it project-based?
Mm-hmm.
And are there any differences between that and your experiences in the United States?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in France, for the most part, we did have many lecture-based classes. My film history class, at times my directing class, sometimes screenwriting when we didn't have a script to critique. But I think the primary difference is there's a sense of unprecedentedly calmness in regards to pressure that I don't feel from a European standpoint, or my experience at least in a European school, where I think so many people are worried about doing well or succeeding, and not necessarily even when it comes to making a film or doing something creative, but just passing, you know what I mean?
You feel that there's pressure where?
In the United States, that I didn't feel abroad at all. Mm-hmm. And part of it was because I knew it was a study abroad / exchange program.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, I think students feel much more relaxed, and I think that reflects the society they live in over in Europe, as opposed to having to feel so pressed, you know,
yeah,
about things here in the United States, particularly in New York.
Do you know anything about the differences between the private and public institutions in France?
Yeah, well, for the majority, most of the public institutions are entirely free. And if they're not entirely free, they're a very small fee. I know there's a big school of cinematography,
yeah,
that I think per year for students who had just finished high school or just finished college in France was something like 2,000 euros a year, like something incredibly, incredibly cheap. We're here in the United States, you know, we have our NYUs and our Columbias, and you pay for it.